Now, it's extremely important that we build into our lives opportunities to exchange sincere gratitude, that we have opportunities to express it to others and to receive it. Because every time we receive sincere gratitude, it helps us to remember how good it feels to contribute to the well-being of human beings, how good it feels to contribute to our own well-being, to the well-being of others, how good it feels to celebrate that. But we'll see in this session that there's many things that happen that block the exchange of sincere gratitude. In my trainings, I do some exercises that not only show people how to express gratitude, but make us highly aware of what are these forces in our lives that keep the flow of sincere gratitude from happening. One of these exercises, I ask people to think of a gratitude they would have loved to have received from somebody, but they didn't. And then we use that as a chance to practice what it would have sounded like if that person would have known how to have expressed the gratitude in a nonviolent communication manner. That is, what would they have said to have made clear what we did and how they felt as a result of our doing this and what need of theirs was met. After the people have written down what the gratitude would have sounded like had it been expressed in a nonviolent communication way by the other person, I ask them to use some imagination now, to imagine going to that person and doing the following. And this might require a bit of imagination on their part, particularly if the other person is no longer alive. So I say, whether the person is alive or not, imagine going to that person and telling them that you were in a workshop that asked you to write down a gratitude that you would have loved to have received and didn't. And you tell this person the gratitude that you would have liked to have received and didn't. You read it for them so they can hear word for word what would have sounded so precious for you to have heard if you would have heard it. And then I say, after you imagine saying that to the person, then ask them this question: what kept you from expressing it? And then imagine what their reaction might be to that question of what kept them from expressing it. I do this exercise because I want us all to be highly aware both of the importance of keeping gratitude a central part of our lives, and to do that, we need to be conscious of the many things that go on that keep gratitude from being expressed when it is desperately needed to maintain our energy for living a life of compassion. And then when people have had a chance to do those two things, I ask them to read off both what the gratitude would have sounded like had it been expressed in a nonviolent communication manner, and we look at the reasons why people believe they didn't receive the gratitude. Then I ask the people to think of a gratitude they themselves have not expressed, that they would really feel horrible if they didn't get a chance to express it to the other person before that person died. And I ask them to write down the gratitude in a way that communicates the three things we're trying to communicate when we express gratitude in a nonviolent communication way. I say, make it clear to the other person what they did that enriched your life, how you feel right now when you think about that, and what need of yours was fulfilled. And then after they have a chance to practice expressing the gratitude in this way, I say to them, what has kept you from expressing this gratitude? If it has meant so much in your life that you would hate this person to die without having heard it, what has kept you from expressing it till this point? And they write down that answer. And so then we look as a group on what are the forces that go on within us and that we think go on within others that keep us from having an open flow of gratitude. Now, some people, unfortunately, think that gratitude isn't necessary. They think there's just certain things you should do. It's your obligation and duty, and that you shouldn't have to have any gratitude for doing them. You should just do them. I feel very sad at how many people seem to have that feeling, and how many people work in workplaces where gratitude isn't really expressed, where people are expected to do certain things, and they feel obligated to do it, and there's no space in that kind of thinking for sincere gratitude to be part of the workplace or the living environment. And many people not only think it's not necessary to say it, they don't see any reason why they should have to hear it. If they know that it is their obligation, why bother to have to hear any gratitude? You just do the work because you know it is your obligation or duty. To get people out of this framework, I have been telling a story for years. This funny story, I'm pleased, jolts a lot of people out of this idea that we don't need gratitude. It's just if we do things out of the proper energy, that should be enough. Why bother to get any gratitude? And then especially when I tell them we don't want to use gratitude as a reward, then they say, why get it at all? If you do something and you know you did it for the right reasons to contribute to people's lives, why do we need the gratitude? And I try to point out to them that our intention to enrich life isn't enough. We do need confirmation that our intention has been fulfilled. And the story that I tell them to jolt them out of thinking that it's only important that our intention be to give, and we don't have a need for any confirmation. I tell them the story about two motorcyclists who are out on their motorcycles on a chilly day. It's so chilly, they get off of their motorbikes and they put their black leather jackets on backwards so the collar of the jacket protects their neck. They get back on the motorcycles and take off again, and in a short time have a tragic accident. They hit a patch of ice. When the ambulance driver arrives on the scene, the ambulance driver sees a Good Samaritan standing over them. And the ambulance driver says to the Good Samaritan, what happened to them? And the Good Samaritan said, I'm not too sure. They seemed to be doing all right until I straightened their neck. So I'm pleased at how many people get the point. It's not enough that our intention is to enrich life. We need confirmation. Because very often it may be our intention to enrich people's lives, but what they're doing can have the exact opposite effect. So, gratitude, when sincerely expressed, is a very important need to confirm that our intention to enrich life has been fulfilled. And it's further important because when we get that confirmation, we feel a joyful feeling, a natural joyful feeling that comes when we see that the power we have can enrich life. And it has been my experience that there is nothing more fulfilling for human beings than when they exercise this power to enrich life and get confirmation that they have done so. They can really experience how their efforts have enriched other people's lives. The more we carry that energy within us that comes when we receive this confirmation, the easier it is to continue to relate in a compassionate way with other people, even under difficult conditions. Because what can feel better than using this power we have to enrich life in the service of life and seeing how our efforts have made life more wonderful for people? But given its importance and power, then it's all the more important that we look at what is keeping us from doing it. So what are some of the things that people have told me keep them from expressing the gratitude that they have but haven't expressed? Or what do they believe has kept other people from expressing gratitudes to them that they would have liked to have received? I started trying to clarify what were the forces that were keeping so many people from expressing gratitude. I got a real good start at this reading a passage of a book by John Powell called The Secret of Staying in Love. In this passage in the book, John Powell was mourning deeply that he had not expressed a lot of gratitude that he felt toward his father, and he had never expressed this gratitude while the father was alive. And it was very sad for him to see just how much his life had been enriched by the father, and yet he hadn't expressed this gratitude. And he got in touch with what kept him from doing it. What kept him from expressing the gratitude is while the father was alive, he had so much anger toward the father that he didn't get in touch with the gratitude that he also felt. And this is so for most of us. When we're in a lot of pain and we don't know how to deal with the pain, we get stuck in the pain. And even though things are enriching our lives, it's hard for us to put our focus on that and to celebrate that and to express gratitude. So our ability to express gratitude well is highly correlated with how well we're able to express our pain and receive empathy for our pain and transform the pain. The better we're able to do that, the more access we will have to celebrating that in life which is enriching life. But if we are blocked in knowing how to express ourselves so that we can get empathic reception of what's bothering us, we get stuck and don't have the energy or the consciousness or both to really express sincere gratitude.